Can reducing your taxes land you in jail? What are some of the ways that tax reduction actually ends up being tax evasion, which is a criminal activity? What are the things that you should look out for? And how do you know if what you're doing or what your CPA tax preparer is doing is legal, ethical, and within the bounds of the law? We're going to talk about all these things today because it is important to know the distinction between tax reduction and optimization versus the illegal act of tax evasion. Let's get to it.
Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
It's really common when a business owner comes to me and they know that they're overpaying in taxes. They feel the pain of the tax liability. They feel the pain of the check that they're writing every quarter, every year to the IRS. And tens and sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars are going out the door to the IRS. And oftentimes, they're sending out half of the money that they're making. And it feels like a lot. And so they come to me and they want to know, what can we do? And we have that conversation and I walk them through what it looks like, where we find the tax savings, and basically what the engagement entails. Often as a part of that conversation, somewhere in the conversation, whether it is an outright question of, are these things legal, or a subtle comment on only wanting to do legal things, that sentiment of, is this okay and are we moving in the right direction, comes up. And it's a normal, natural, and relevant question of, are we doing things that are legal or are they illegal? Am I going to get in jail as a result of the strategies that you or someone else might recommend to me and my business? First off, yeah, it is absolutely relevant. Your questions, concerns are something that you should be asking. You should be doing a gut check. If anyone is recommending that you reduce your taxes, it is up to you as the taxpayer to make sure that the path that you're going down is correct, it is legal, ethical, and that you're not going to get into any trouble. Because the reality is that there are tax preparers out there that do things that are not by the book. So how do you know if it's by the book? And what is the difference between legal strategies, legal deductions, legal ways to reduce your taxes versus those that are not? And there are two terms that you need to be knowledgeable about and aware of what they are. And that is tax evasion and tax avoidance. Tax avoidance is perfectly legal. It is the act of leveraging the tax laws the way that they were designed and the way that they were intended, because there are absolutely plenty of tax laws out there that help you reduce your taxes legally, provide various deductions, various strategies. And when you do those things, then you can legally and ethically reduce your taxes. And that is what the IRS intends, is for you to use these laws to your advantage to reduce your taxes. The issue is when you have tax evasion, and tax evasion is exactly what it sounds. It's the intention of using illegal activities to intentionally misrepresent and conceal information. on a tax return to reduce your tax liability. It typically includes underreporting income, inflating deductions, concealing assets in offshore accounts, or engaging in other fraudulent activities that allow you to pay less taxes, but you're doing it the wrong way. So basically, the issue with tax evasion is it's a criminal activity. Obviously, they would involve being penalized if they find it financially, of course, but also they could put you in jail as a result of tax evasion because it is a criminal offense. So how do you know which one is which when you're actually going through a conversation with a new CPA preparer, or maybe they're bringing a solution to you to reduce your taxes? How do you vet this situation? Sometimes it can be tricky because there are instances where the IRS indicates that certain strategies are incorrect. They actually have a list that's called the Dirty Dozen list, where there are strategies and solutions for tax reduction that are definitely illegal. And they cite and tell you that these particular strategies are wrong if they are implemented in particular ways. While they say that these strategies are incorrect by doing them a certain way, there are also ways that they can be done where they are correct. And so there's a lot of nuance in there, and asking the right questions and making sure you're using someone that's reputable and making sure that you have CYA in place. So some people just avoid those Dirty Dozen strategies altogether. And in some instances, the strategies that are on that list, you probably should avoid altogether. In some instances, it's a matter of asking questions on their history. Historically, have they been in an audit with the IRS? Have they been reviewed by the IRS? And sometimes longevity and history answer the questions that you need, particularly when you're dealing with a company that only implements certain strategies. For instance, on that Dirty Dozen list, there's a strategy called a captive, micro-captive insurance. And there are a lot of companies that abuse that strategy. And so it is important that you use a company that's reputable if that's a strategy that you want to implement. Basically, a micro-captive allows you to have an insurance policy that leverages a C corporation to reduce your taxes, and you pay in a premium to the C corporation, and then that C corporation is your insurance company. The issue is that in some instances, that micro-captive is not really an insurance company when you really look at the details. They're not insuring on something that is outside of the scope of an existing policy. A couple of the other things that the IRS cites on this particular strategy is that they're lacking attributes of a legitimate insurance company. Their structures often include risks that are not likely to happen. They're implausible risk. They have a failure to match genuine business needs. And again, the duplication of taxpayer support coverages. In other words, they're not covering something that is outside of the scope of an existing policy. And there are some other particular details on this strategy, and that's not what this podcast is about, but the IRS lists these things. So then when working with a third party that does something like micro-captives, which by the way is a specialized thing, your CPA would have to bring in a third party to do this, you have to look at their history, their track record. How are they making sure that they're within the scope of what the IRS requires for the strategy, and asking those specific questions? How are you making sure that we're insuring against risks that the IRS would approve? How are we ensuring that we are not doing something illegal? And those are the type of questions that you would have to ask, because there is nothing wrong with reducing your taxes. There is something wrong with doing it in a way that's illegal. And so asking those questions, really just, it's your responsibility as the taxpayer, as the business owner, And it's always within your right to say, hey, I'm not comfortable with that particular strategy. I would rather do something else. And then it is the CPA, the tax planner's responsibility to come up with other strategies, because the reality is there is no lack of ways to legally reduce your taxes. There's truly not. There are so many ways to reduce your taxes. The issue is that most CPAs, most tax preparers just don't know, and they get scared when they look at something like an IRS 30 dozen list and assume that if they do anything, that they're going to get in trouble. And that's just simply not true. The tax laws are written in such a way that the business owner specifically is able to leverage them. Literally, Congress writes laws that are for the advantages of business owners. They can be as simple as contributing to a retirement plan. That's a legal strategy, but which one makes the most sense to you? And how are you able to leverage that in a way that you're getting the most bang for your buck? Doing something like an IRA, 401k, a SEP, those are all really great, but there are also really great strategies with simple IRAs. There are cash benefit plans. There are just so many different strategies for retirement. And I think typically people just rely on the ones that they're most comfortable with, electing S corporation. A lot of people just default to that. I was talking to someone yesterday and she said that her CPA kind of straight out of the gate recommended that she was an S corporation. And as she was telling me those details, in reality, most likely, yeah, did it save her some money in taxes? It did, but the way that it's structured, she is not taking a W-2. That's a requirement for the IRS. If you're pulling out money, there are just certain things that need to be done to make it make sense. Because to prepare an S-corporation tax return costs more money. There's more administrative burdens and there's requirements. But in that conversation, none of those things were being done properly. And in fact, it appeared from what she told me that the CPA kind of blew off even her questions, concerns, and asking those questions and wanting answers to make sure she felt a level of comfort. That's not okay. Your CPA should be listening to you, answering these questions, doing so logically. Are we busy? Yeah, it is. The reality is in the industry for accounting professionals, CPA firms, accountants, things like that, there are a lot of people that are leaving the industry. There's a major overhaul going on in the industry. You are likely unaware because you're not seeing the ins and outs that we are. But there are a lot of people leaving the industry. A lot of accountants, CPAs are retiring, and they're obviously not staying in the industry. There are not enough people graduating from college and entering the industry. So the number of professionals is going down, and it's going down rapidly. So the amount of work that's coming in to those of us that are in the industry, it's a lot. And at the same time, people are requiring, in a lot of cases, low cost, because that's what they're used to, because they're working with someone that doesn't create value. They're just working with someone that enters numbers into a form. And so then we're being squeezed. And so if your CPA is not providing value, they're not having these conversations and they're not doing those things, most likely what that means is that they're not charging very much. So they have a flood of people coming in, which means their time is constrained and they don't have time to talk to you. They don't have time to answer these questions because, frankly, they're not charging very much. So if you're looking for a low-cost provider and you're looking for someone who you can pay the least amount to prepare a return and then also expecting them to answer your questions, it's unrealistic. It's just not going to happen. If you need someone who is going to be able to answer your questions, meet with you throughout the year, help you truly reduce your taxes in a way that's meaningful, and also make sure you understand those things and create that value for you, that is not going to happen in only preparing a tax return. That's going to happen in an engagement that is more advisory level, and it is going to cost more. That's just the reality of it, because you can't have both. You cannot have the lowest cost provider and also get value and service and excellence from that person, because there's just not enough hours in the day for that to happen. So as a business owner, you have to choose which one you want. Do you want time, attention, level of detail, answers to questions, and someone who's going to be there for you and able to help you with those things? Or do you just want a tax return prepared? And then if you only want a tax return prepared, then the question is, are they doing that in a way that's correct? Are they doing it in a way that's actually helping you? And are you willing to pay more tax as a result? Because maybe you are. Maybe you're willing to pay more tax to the IRS and recognize that there is a trade-off. But the reality is, either way, that money's going out the door. It's either going to the IRS or your CPA in preparing that return. And ideally, what's going to happen is that if you work with an advisor or someone that's actually helping you reduce your tax, ideally what happens is that they keep you more of that money so that you end up winning ultimately. Will you pay that provider more money to help reduce your taxes? Yes, you will. It's not just preparing your tax return. That is not how that process works. But you won't be paying as much to the IRS. So let's just say you paid your old preparer $2,000 or $1,000 for a return, but you were paying the IRS $50,000, $52,000 goes out the door. If you work with the right professional, they might can help you keep $26,000 of that or $30,000 of that. And then they might take a higher rate than $2,000, right? But you're keeping more of that money. That should be the goal, is that the total amount going out is reduced and that net amount that you keep is increased. And that is what a true advisor that is creating value and reducing your taxes and answering your questions and making sure that you have comfort knowing that the strategies that are being leveraged are legal, ethical, and being done the right way. I hope this helps, because I know the difference between just preparing a return and actually creating value and planning and optimizing, reducing, advising a client is different. And a lot of people are not aware of what those differences are. So I hope this has been helpful. As always, leave a review. 5-star review helps so much, because other people hear the podcast and the news gets out that there is an answer, there is hope, and it doesn't have to be confusing running a small business when it comes to the financial side of things. And if you have questions specifically related to your business, shoot me an email, let me know what those are. I'd love to focus on your question on a future episode and get that answered for you. And with that, thank you so much for showing up and listening to the podcast every week. It means a lot, and I appreciate it. Until next time.